Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number, 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we are here for you. We love hearing from you. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be speaking to Lee Tomlinson at the bottom of the hour. His book, Compassion Heals from Self-Care to Healthcare. Lee will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We talked to him last month, and we had to cut him off, unfortunately, so he'll be back for an encore presentation talking about his book, Compassion Heals, from Self-Care to Healthcare. Bottom of the hour, Lee Tomlinson. We'll get to your calls. Next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the website. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team by clicking on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more information. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. Lee Tomlinson at the bottom of the hour. I want to continue talking about phosphorus, explosive phosphorus. Phosphorus is, the along with calcium, is the only, are the only two elements that have their own vitamin escort, vitamin concierge, and glandular concierge. The parathyroid and parathyroid hormone are associated with phosphorus and calcium absorption. The parathyroid is a mysterious complex of glands. It's in the neck. There's four of them. The parathyroid regulates calcium absorption as well as vitamin D activity and phosphorus absorption. There's a very important relationship between vitamin D and phosphorus. Actually, between vitamin D, phosphorus, calcium, the parathyroids, and the kidneys. You rarely hear people talking about this interrelationship between all of these systems, especially nowadays when everybody's talking about vitamin D supplementation, and we're not getting enough vitamin D, and vitamin D deficiencies are associated with COVID infections and autoimmune diseases. You rarely hear people talk about the parathyroid gland. You rarely hear about people talking about the relationship between the kidneys and the parathyroid gland. Kidney stones are one of the ways that parathyroid dysfunction shows up, and poor phosphorus regulation can show up,
And it's actually the number one cause of kidney stones, poor phosphorus regulation and hyperparathyroidism, too much parathyroid hormone. We'll be talking about the parathyroid in more detail in the coming days. But for now, it's enough to understand that each one of these little structures, each one is about the size of a grain of sand, plays a critical role in the health of all of the cells. The parathyroid plays a critical role in the health of all of the cells via their control over the amount of calcium that's in the blood and the amount of calcium ultimately the cells have access to. When we think of calcium, most of us anyway, when we think of calcium, we think of the bones and the skeletal system. But as it turns out, calcium's real major, major role in the body is to activate cell chemistry, is to make things happen inside the cell. As far as phosphorus goes, probably the most important organ next to the parathyroids for keeping this explosive, highly electrical element in check are the kidneys. Likewise, calcium as well as vitamin D, which is also activated by the kidneys, plays a role in phosphorus metabolism. And in fact, it can be said that one of the kidney's main jobs is to keep both calcium and phosphorus levels balanced in the blood. Once the kidneys start to break down, remember CKD, chronic kidney disease, is a very common condition and one that many people don't even know that they have until these two organs, these two very important structures, incredibly architected. The microarchitecture of the kidney is unbelievable. The amount of wrappings around of tiny capillaries that occur in the kidneys and so-called nephrons that allow the kidneys to function as a filter, as a blood filter. Most people don't know they have chronic kidney disease until their kidneys are severely compromised because there's so much redundancy in the kidneys. And this is likely one of the reasons why calcification occurs in the kidneys, because the blood vessels are so, so tiny. And it's also one of the reasons why calcium supplements get a bad rap in the press. We think that when we take calcium, it just goes right into the bloodstream and goes right into the blood vessels or into the kidneys and creates this calcification issue. That's not true. The kidneys control the amount of calcium and phosphorus levels that are in the blood and in the bones. And it's possible that when we have calcium deposits, so-called calcification, it's more about the kidneys than it is about calcium supplements. It's probably that is probably the case. Calcification and calcium deposits in the blood vessels, which are a leading cause of heart disease and atherosclerosis, as well as kidney stones. This is more about the metabolism of calcium than the intake of calcium. One of the worst things you can do if you're dealing with calcium issues, or osteoporosis, by the way, which is when calcium starts to leak out of the bones, one of the worst things you could do is use these high-powered phosphate drugs. They'll give you phosphate medicine. Remember, phosphate has a attracting effect on calcium, and there's these phosphate drugs called bisphosphonates, like Fosamax or Boniva or Didronel, these bisphosphonates. Phosphorus are incredibly, incredibly toxic. In my opinion, they may be the most egregious of all pharmaceutical drugs in the sense that they're so darn toxic, their effects are so minimal, and osteoporosis and calcium leakage from the bone is not about calcium as much as it's about metabolism. It's not about the mineral itself as much as it's about the body feeling like it needs to dissolve the bones in order to get calcium in the bloodstream. It's more about the kidneys or the parathyroid or vitamin D than it is about phosphorus in the bones. High phosphate diets, which tend to be high protein diets, are also associated with kidney disease and osteoporosis as well as calcification. And sometimes you'll hear it said that protein is hard on the kidneys, and people who are dealing with kidney disease are told to go easy on the protein. This is especially true about older people, which is very unfortunate because older folks whose bodies tend to be frail and fragile actually need more protein. But they'll be told, if they have kidney problems, to go easy on the protein. And there's even some physicians who will tell you that a high-protein diet can actually cause kidney disease. The thinking here is that the acidic nature of protein is a stressor on the kidneys, and that nitrogen in protein can create toxic waste products in the kidneys, and protein can throw off the balance of gut bacteria and result in inflammation, which can affect the kidneys. Unfortunately, protein is critically important for building tissue, and due to the frail and fragile nature of elderly folks, going on a low protein diet to protect the kidneys might not be such a smart idea. Much better is work on your protein and workout program. Work on your workout program, exercise, and use protein, and keep the kidneys healthy by lowering your blood sugar. In fact, that is the single most important thing you can do to keep your kidneys healthy, especially if you're dealing with kidney disease or kidney stones, is keep your blood sugar stable. Diabetes and kidney disease go hand in hand. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Lee Tomlinson will be with us at the bottom of the hour, and we'll talk about Compassion in Healthcare with Lee Tomlinson. 844-236-6010 is our number today. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we'll get to your calls. In this segment, we'll continue talking about phosphorus, phosphates, kidney disease, and calcification as well on the Bright Side in the coming episodes, in the coming days. I want to get to a couple articles, and then we'll get to your calls if we have calls. 844-236-6010. Where is this from here? 5 reasons to wear a mask even if you're vaccinated. This is from Medscape. Number 1, no vaccine is 100% effective. So you got to wear a mask. Number 2, vaccines don't provide immediate protection. So you got to wear a mask. 3, COVID vaccines may not prevent you from spreading the virus. So you got to wear a mask. 4, masks protect people with compromised immune systems, so you should wear a mask. 5, masks protect against any strain of the coronavirus in spite of mutations. You've got to wear a mask. What is this craziness that's going on in our world today? You know, I was just reading an article here about, about immunization with SARS coronavirus vaccine lead to pulmonary immunopathology on challenge. In other words, if you get vaccinated, it's very likely that your immune system is going to be hypersensitive to a challenge with the virus itself. This is after immunization. Yet despite all of this crazy, all of the controversy, we'll say, around this vaccination, the push on getting vaccinated is just intense. Compulsory jabs, pressure grows on anti-vaxxers. Now, in this country, it's not quite as bad as it is in Italy, or Britain, or Russia, or Kazakhstan, or France, or Saudi Arabia, or Pakistan. Around the world, a growing number of countries are forcing people to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Italy. Several counties or territories in Italy have imposed vaccinations on sections of the population. Italian doctors and health workers in the public and private sector must get vaccinated or face being banned from working directly with patients. In Britain, the British government announced all care home staff in England will need to be fully vaccinated. In Russia, President Vladimir Putin is against mandatory vaccines nationwide, yet the mayor of Moscow ordered mandatory jabs for residents of the Russian capital working in the service industry. Some 60% of all service industry workers in Moscow were ordered to be fully vaccinated. Can you imagine this? Ordered to be fully vaccinated. Ordered to put something into your body, only God knows what. Something into your bloodstream, only God knows what. Under a penalty of losing your job, at least, apparently here. I don't see anything about jail, but losing your job. This is absolute craziness that's going on in the world today, and we cannot blame governments. We cannot blame officials. We cannot blame authorities. We have to blame ourselves. We have to blame our neighbors. We have to blame us, because we're buying into this baloney. Here's something juicy. World Economic Forum releases a guide on how to coerce and manipulate the public into getting COVID-19 vaccine. The World Economic Forum have had a bigger part to play during the past 15 months than many of you now realize, and now they've released a helpful guide for governments and public health officials around the world on how to coerce and manipulate the general public into getting the COVID-19 vaccine. This is almost funny, but not. The WEF states in a recent article that in order to achieve herd immunity to the alleged COVID-19 disease, public health officials should use advertising theory to manipulate the way people think and feel about getting the jab, use community leaders and health workers to voice propaganda and offer bribes as incentives to help get skeptics through the door of local vaccination centers. We live in an upside-down planet in many ways, but especially when it comes to how we take care of our health. Speaking of how we take care of our health, colon cancer is rising in younger adults. Do sugary drinks play a role? Colon and rectal cancers are rising in younger adults, though researchers aren't sure why. Really? Researchers aren't sure why. Could have something to do with the fact that 50% of the standard American diet comes from ultra-processed foods. Not processed foods, folks. Ultra-processed foods. A new study of women and diet suggests that sugar-sweetened drinks may also play a role. Rates of colorectal cancer in people under 50 have increased sharply in recent years. Compared with people around 1950, those born around 1990 have twice the risk for colon cancer and four times the risk for rectal cancer. And now it's thought, according to this study anyway, published in the medical journal Gut, that there is a link between sweet drinks and the incidences of colorectal cancer. Speaking of the crappy standard American diet and poor health, processed meat greatly increases chances of having dementia. In a study of nearly 500,000 people in the United Kingdom, 25 grams daily, about two crispy strips of bacon eaten every day, was found to raise dementia risk by 44%. It's not just bacon either. Processed foods like sausages, canned meats, and cured meats like salami also were shown to increase the risk of dementia. Interestingly, study authors revealed that unprocessed red meat may actually lower the chances of developing the disease. Consuming 50 grams of meats like beef, pork, and veal contributed to a 19% increase in dementia risk. Now, I don't know about the exact relationship between bacon and dementia, or smoked meats and dementia, or processed meats and dementia, but I can tell you with 100% certitude that what you eat will affect, if you have dementia, what you eat will affect your symptoms. I've seen it myself many times. I've also seen myself many times what happens to dementia patients when they start to take in nutritional supplements, especially liquid nutritional supplements like Beyond Tangy Tangerine. In fact, I used to give my dad, when he was in the nursing home, he suffered from dementia. He ended up passing away of Alzheimer's disease. I've talked about that before. I used to give him Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and he would just brighten right up, almost like when you give a plant that hasn't been watered for a week. You go on vacation, you leave your plant unwatered, and you come back, and your plant is kind of shriveling up, and then you put water in, and then almost in front of your eyes, you can see the plant start to bloom up or start to wake up. That's what happens. That's what happened to my dad, and that's what happens to dementia patients when they start to put nutrients in their body. And one has to wonder how much of our mental health problems, whether they're organic or whether they're emotional, whether they're dementia, whether they're Parkinson's disease, or whether they're just bipolar disorder or depression, are really about nutritional deficiencies. And considering the brain is an energy hog and a nutrition hog, and some 25, 30, maybe even 40% of the blood's nutrients go into the brain, one has to wonder how much of our mental health issues that we're using prescription medications for, like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, are really nutritional deficiencies. Certainly, diet plays a major role in how healthy our brain is or how unhealthy our brain is as well. And when I say diet, I'm talking about the foods we eat as well as the micronutrition that we get or the micronutrition that we do not get. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We've got Lee Tomlinson coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about his book, Self-Compassion. Compassion Heals, from Self-Care to Healthcare. Lee Tomlinson coming up on the Bright Side right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Eric Adams is the Democrat candidate for the New York City mayoral race.
And now I believe is the time when this city is going through a painful moment, a dark moment. Are we going to turn that darkness not into a burial but a planted? We're going to rise up. I believe in this city. I love this city. And the people of this city, they know me.
Adams became a police officer in 1984 and became captain right before leaving the force to run for the state Senate in 2006. The election is November 2nd. A Florida man is facing several charges, including attempted premeditated murder, confronting an officer outside the Hollywood, Florida police station last Friday. After following him into the lobby, the suspect, 43-year-old Sean Brennan, violently fought the officer to gain control of his gun. Other officers helped subdue Mr. Brennan. Ambush attacks on law enforcement officers nationwide are up 91% year-to-date. That's according to police statistics. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This day in history, Flash, 1976. For the first time in history, women are enrolled in the United States Military Academy at West Point, New York. Flash, 1981. President Ronald Reagan nominates Sandra Day O'Connor, an Arizona Court of Appeals judge, to be the first woman Supreme Court justice. Flash, 1946. Future President Jimmy Carter marries Eleanor Smith at the Plains Methodist Church in Plains, Georgia. Flash, 1930.
From the time of its discovery, it remained a challenge to engineers who sought to control it. Until the enactment in 1928 of the Boulder Canyon Project Act, authorizing the construction of Boulder Dam. In Black Canyon, where the Colorado River forms the boundary between Nevada and Arizona, in the very heart of the great desert of the Southwest, the United States Department of the Interior, through its Bureau of Reclamation, was directed to proceed with the construction of this mightiest of dams. Highways were pushed across the desert. Railroad lines thrust their ribbons of steel through the sagebrush and cactus. And transmission lines for construction power were brought hundreds of miles across the heat-stricken wastelands of the southern Nevada desert.
Construction of the Boulder Dam, now known as Hoover Dam, begins. Over the next 5 years, a total of 21,000 men would work tirelessly to produce what would be the largest dam of its time, as well as one of the largest man-made structures in the world. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time and 24/7 on the archive page. At brightsideben.com, you can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team if you want to start a longevity business, if you want to be part of the billion-dollar, $100 billion nutritional supplement business. Call 866-735-2470 or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Lee Tomlinson is the author of a book called Compassion Heals, from self-care to healthcare. He calls himself Patient Lee. He's healed himself from cancer. We've had Lee on previously. We didn't get to finish up. And so please welcome for our encore interview, Lee Tomlinson to the Bright Side. Good morning, Lee.
Hey, good morning, Ben. It's good to be back. And again, given my health history, it's good to be anywhere.
I appreciate that, Lee. I remember you, last time you were on, you told us about your history with throat cancer. So I don't want, we don't have to go into it too much, but just kind of briefly tell us a little bit about your personal health challenges, what it was like to be diagnosed with health cancer. I know you're a former television producer and movie studio executive and owner, and you're not necessarily a healthcare professional, but given your experience as a patient, you know a heck of a lot about the healthcare business. Tell us a little bit about your personal experience with the healthcare industry, for lack of a better word.
Well, because of an addiction to adrenaline, I have been hospitalized all over the world. I've been hospitalized in six different countries. I've broken over a dozen bones. I've had my thumb pulled off. I've had toes amputated. More infections and infection diseases than you could remotely imagine. But in 2012, I went to my ENT for a routine allergy test. And walked out 3 hours later with a diagnosis of stage 3, stage 4 throat cancer.
Oh, my
which
God.
Which obviously, as you can well imagine, I mean, you understand, I never smoked in my life. I never drank. Marathon runner, professional athlete. To hear that diagnosis was
wow
absurd. It was unbelievable to me. And it started a journey that has changed my life, and I have to say, for the better. So I thought I was pretty tough. And my oncologist said, we're going to do surgery. It's at the base of your tongue. We will probably have to remove some or maybe all of your tongue.
Oh, geez.
Wait a minute. Time out. You don't understand. I'm a movie studio owner. I run businesses. I'm a producer. Talking is what I do.
Wow.
And they said, well, I said, good, what's plan B, guys? We're not doing that. I'm already dead. And they said, well, okay, we're going to give you as much chemo and radiation as we humanly possibly can. And if it doesn't kill you, maybe we can escape. At the very end of what turned out to be the most grueling experience of my life, forget all those other hospitalizations. This was that times a thousand in terms of pain and agony, both mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual. I was hospitalized with an unidentifiable infection. While I was in this hospital, I'd lost 60 pounds. I was in excruciating pain, unlimited amounts of fentanyl patches, couldn't swallow, couldn't hardly speak. It was too painful. And I was treated like literally like a piece of crap.
I was in the hospital?
In the hospital. While I was dying of cancer,
oh my
now
God.
I've got a life-threatening infection, and it's like, oh, I get it. If these people in whose hands I put my life think I'm a piece of crap and don't deserve simple kindness, politeness, compassion, the world would be a better place without me. And I began to plan my demise. I'd put on the fentanyl patches, go to sleep and not wake up, and the world would be better without me.
How old were you at the time, Lee?
I was 62 years old.
Wow. And you were ready to you were going to end it all.
Done. Oh, done. I just couldn't imagine if I was so worthless that these people, these healthcare professionals, couldn't be simply nice to me. Then obviously I was the problem, they weren't. And what saved my life, what prevented me from doing that, was a doctor pal who came to visit, sat down with me, and was very patient because it was hard for me to speak. And I choked out all of the misery I had experienced in that hospital and my desire to no longer fight and live. And he did an amazing couple of things. Number one, he sat down, looked me in the eyes, and apologized to me for what he called the compassion I hadn't experienced in that hospital. I hadn't spent any time in my life considering compassion. Yeah, it's nice. It's being kind. It's what I try and do, that kind of whatever. But when he said, no, you didn't get compassion, and it's rapidly disappearing in modern medicine, and it's causing exactly what happened to you to happen to millions of people every single year. He said, but rather than give up and give in, how about this? But you stay alive, you fight, and you use your power to remind healthcare professionals and everybody else of the scientifically proven immense healing powers of compassion to heal your mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Whether you're sick, whether you're healthy, everybody has pain. And he said, it's disappearing, and it must be returned to healthcare in the world, or we can't survive as people.
Well, define compassion.
It me saved my life.
How do you define? Lee, how do you define compassion?
Simple. Most people think that it's empathy. Empathy is someone who looks at a situation, sees someone in pain, and somewhere in their heart feels that pain. And while that's a wonderful thing, at least to the person in pain, it means, you know, I'm not alone. They get it. But it doesn't do anything to help relieve the pain. So compassion is empathy. I feel your pain. Accompanied by an equally intense desire to do something to help relieve that pain. And you know what's cool? We are genetically bred to do that.
How do you
That's
mean?
That's who we are down to.
How do you mean?
During the dinosaur age, we realized we were these little cavemen running around, these huge, gigantic carnivores eating us every 5 minutes. One day, somebody went to another caveman and said, look, at night, do you ever get a feeling you're about to be eaten? Yeah, I do. Well, good. How about this? So do I. I'll look after you at night.
Uh-huh.
You'll look after me when I go to sleep, and together, you know, maybe we won't get eaten. So it was never survival of the strongest. It was survival of the kindest people who survived. And that literally genetically is in our blood. We are genetically determined to be compassionate. It's who we are. And when we're not, like in that hospital, those people have forgotten that or lost it due to their own pain.
Well, Lee, that sounds great. That sounds great, and I want to believe you, but I look at the world today, and I don't see a lot of compassion in the world today, especially among governments and structures, authority structures. I don't really see compassion there. So what happened? And I want to talk about that when we come back from break. Take a commercial, okay? Lee Tomlinson is with us, and his book, Compassion Heals. Lee is a professional patient. He is Patient Lee. We'll be back with Patient Lee right after
this. I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Lee Tomlinson. Lee, I said I called you a professional patient before I went to break. I didn't mean that. I meant to say expert patient. You're like, you're an expert patient. You know how to be a patient.
I do, and I'm also a professional patient, given how many times I've been in the hospital. I'm pretty good at it, unfortunately.
Okay, in any case, you're a professional patient advocate, and also you teach healthcare professionals about compassion. Before we went to break, you were talking about how we're genetically hardwired. And I've heard this before, this altruistic principle, survival of the kindest, as you say. But when I look at the world, I don't really see that, and I especially don't see it among the in the power structure, in governments, in authorities, in organizations. I don't really see compassion for human beings, and I think that seems to be, if there was one problem, if we could isolate all the world's issues into one succinct problem, I would say it's a lack of compassion. How do you jibe those two ideas, that we're hardwired on the one hand, but there's such a dramatic lack of compassion in the world, or seems to be?
Yeah, well, you are absolutely right. And, you know, it is our inbred cynicism sometimes that makes us see only the negative and not the positive. And it's also a matter of press and online and all of that. There is so much negativity because it sells. So that's what's emphasized there. But I would tell you that if you begin to look around you in life, you will see amazing acts of kindness. Mm. And they're there in every moment. And here's the thing. Given the immense mental, physical, and emotional benefits of being kind, we can look and say, okay, governments aren't kind. Healthcare isn't kind. All of that is somewhat true. The question is, what are we going to do about it? We are, in fact. There is no question. You read a book called Compassionomics. You'll read all the evidence of the enormous benefits of compassion given and received. Both receive those benefits.
Economic benefits? Economic benefits?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're in a business and you treat your customers with kindness and compassion, it's the best customer service on the face of the planet. I'm a business guy.
Yeah.
What I know is that they'll keep coming back. They'll recommend their friends. It's the best business. You treat your people with compassion, kindness, and you treat your customers or patients, call them both customers, about paying for a service, they will be the best customers on the face of the planet and bring you new ones and stay forever. It's the best thing you can do. So it is good business, and it's good life, and it's good health. The healthiest people on the face of the planet are the kindest.
I love that. But here's the thing, Lee. You're in the movie business, right? Movie business is super successful, obviously. How compassionate is the movie business?
Well, I would say that it is precious little. However, we always have a choice. Whatever business we're in, we can look and say, oh, it can't change. It's always been this way. That's not true. When you look at the Mother Teresa's, the Gandhi's, the Martin Luther King's, they're the ones whose kindness truly changed the world and became movements and changed it dramatically and continue to this day. So one person, one act of kindness can not only save the life of the receiver, but the giver, but others can see it and be inspired to do it as well. So we always have the power as individuals to say, I'm going to do one kind act a day on purpose, no matter what. And then one kind act per day tomorrow, then one kind act the next day. And the thing is, it's cool about compassion, scientifically proven. When you give it, there's a very high percentage of likelihood that that person will pass it along and give it to somebody else, who give it to someone else, who
very
give
cool.
it to someone else. So our option is to give up and give in and just be cynical and angry and frustrated, or say, I'm going to be different and be more kind and just see what happens.
Lee, well, tell me about this. What do you think the relationship is between a lack of compassion for others and a lack of self-compassion? And how much does self-compassion play into being compassionate to other people?
Well, self-compassion, a.k.a. self-care, is part of the title of my book, Compassion Heals from Self-Care to Healthcare. There's a one-to-one relationship. People in pain hurt people, hurt people.
Right.
So the simple fact of the matter is those people who are being jerks in the world and worse are in excruciating pain. Doesn't excuse it, but it explains it. If you look back in their life, you will see a life of deep, deep, deep trauma and misery and pain. So it's not to excuse that behavior or okay it. It's not. However, if that person had received any kindness and compassion as they were developing as human beings, they wouldn't have been the destructive forces they are today. And they can be rescued. There are millions of stories of people in the worst of conditions where a simple kind act made them realize they did have value, that people do care about them, which they didn't believe, and it literally changed their life and sometimes saved it. As it did mine. I was ready to give up and do myself in. If it hadn't been for that kind, caring, compassionate conversation with my doctor pal, I wouldn't be here today.
Wow.
That conversation took 3 minutes. That's power.
All right, so tell us about the book, Compassion Heals. Is it for healthcare professionals, or is it for healthcare workers, or people who are taking care of somebody else, like caretakers, or is it for the consumer of healthcare, or for everybody?
All of the above. It's for everybody. Yes, it was primarily written to speak to healthcare professionals, who, let me be very clear, the vast majority of them are incredibly kind and compassionate. That's why they got into medicine in the beginning, was they felt the pain and wanted to help everybody. But the job is so grueling and in a place that's so unpleasant that they burn out. They give and give and give and give. So my message to them is, look, give yourself compassion first. Make sure you're 100% on your game and you're not expressing your pain to your patients and colleagues. So get healthy, and then you can positively impact the health of others by your kindness and your competence. Because healthcare professionals care a lot. They work their little butts off.
Yeah.
Do everything they can to help us. And sometimes in the process, they're not compassionate to themselves. They burn out. and then they can't be compassionate with us or anybody else. Again, hurt people hurt people. So it's for everybody. Everybody who's burned out, everybody who's enduring pandemic, who's not burned out? Everybody's burned out. Everybody's in pain. Everybody is experiencing loss of one sort or another. If there ever was a time, if we wanted to feel more compassion, give it. You'll get it back.
So in addition to having a book, you actually started a movement, you call it, the Compassion Heals Movement. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, its purpose is very simple. It is to reverse the rapidly disappearing presence of the scientifically proven healing power of compassion to healthcare and the world, to bring more compassion, healing powers into a world that needs healing now more than ever in my lifetime, when violence against every imaginable segment of human being, when people are experiencing grief and loss from COVID, loss of jobs, loss of security, loss of contact. If there ever was a time when everybody's in pain and simple, tiny little human acts, a glance, open a door for somebody, give a dollar to a homeless person, go volunteer in a food kitchen and serve meals to people who are starving to death. It'll build your immune system. It'll build your sense of calm and collectedness. It'll do exactly for the same for the receiver. It's a gift that keeps on giving. If we get enough people to do it, we can absolutely change the world. And what I often do, and I spoke a couple hundred times in the last 5 years to healthcare audiences and others around the world on the subject, I give them a challenge, not enough just to hear about how great compassion is. You got to do something. So what I do is I give them what we call the Compassion Heals Challenge, which is simply this. Go sign up on my website and commit to doing one kind act a day for 7 straight days. One little itty-bitty one.
Wow.
Tiny as you like. And it'll go out to others and others and others, and we can change and heal the world.
Lee, thank you so much for what you're doing. Beautiful, beautiful work. The book is Compassion Heals, Lee Tomlinson, professional patient, I guess I could say. Compassion Heals from self-care to healthcare. And LeeTomlinson.com is the website. LeeTomlinson.com. He also has a Facebook page. What's the Facebook page, Lee? Lee Tomlinson or Patient Care?
I forget.
Patient Lee Cares. I think it's Patient Lee Cares. Thanks so much for being on the Bright Side, Lee. Best of luck to you. Thank you for what you're doing.
Pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity, my friend.
Take care, buddy. Be good. All right, that was Lee Tomlinson. The book is Compassion Heals, and you can buy it on Kindle or Amazon, Compassion Heals from Self-Care to Healthcare. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ.
They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.